Okay, so in this video, we are going to look at my entire workflow for using Pika. Now, the first thing to note about Pika is that it is a free tool. It is, you know, constantly going to change. I do hope these guys roll out a paid plan, because right now the presence of the watermark is severely limits your ability to actually do anything with these videos. Now, one workaround for that is to basically click on edit, and then we click on expand canvas. And then what we can do is we can expand the canvas in a certain direction, and then the watermark will move, you know, further down. And then we can just go back into a video editor, crop out the section we originally wanted, and the watermark will not be part of it any longer. However, that is, of course, a very messy way of doing things. It's not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. And so what we'll want to do really, I think, is we'll want to do as follows. Firstly, we will want to enter, create an image with an image AI tool such as DALL-E or Midjourney. We will want to be happy with the image. We will then import it into Pika, and we will enter a prompt which is short and which describes the entire scene. Not very complicated prompt, a short descriptive prompt, such as robots snowboarding down mountain, or, you know, futuristic living room with robots and drones, something very short and descriptive. We will want to try it. If it doesn't work or we don't like the look of it, then we will want to rerun the prompt. So we want to do that at least once, maybe 2, 4, 5, 10 times. And then once we're happy with it, we've changed the prompt, we've maybe even changed the image, we've clicked retry a few times, we will then want to upscale it. So that's the first thing that we will do, which is going to increase the quality. And then we will add 4 seconds, which is going to take our 3-second video up to 7 seconds. We may need to, you know, retry and rescale a few times before we kind of happy with it. But at some point, we will end up with a 7-second video that we are pretty happy with. And that is the first part, and that happens within Pika. And so the next thing you will want to do is to go over to Runway ML. And this is a paid tool, by the way. I do apologize. I know that Pika is free. This is paid. But it is going to take your videos that you create with Pika to the next level. You'll want to log into Runway ML and then scroll down and click on In Painting. You will need to click on View More Tools to see this. And then under In Painting, you can select the element that you want, which in this case is going to be that Pika watermark, and you can remove it from the video. Secondly, what you'll want to do is to then import that video into Super Slow Motion, which will do two things. One is it will slow the frame rate down, so your 7-second video will become a 20-second video. But secondly, I found it will actually increase the sharpness and the definition of the video. So it will also actually make your video look good. You know, these Pika videos can be really great, but sometimes they can be a little bit blurry. This one will improve the quality of that as well. And with that, you will end up with a 20-second video. So we've started off with a image, we've imported the image into Pika, and then lastly we've brought that into Runway ML and we've removed the watermark and ended up with a much more high quality video. So hopefully that was helpful, and I think that brings us to the end of this particular training. I will add more videos on Pika as we go through. It's a very powerful tool. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Hopefully you can do the same. Hopefully they continue to add new features and roll out some paid plans, some pro plans, so we can do even more crazy stuff with it. I'm very excited to see how Pika works and how it updates as we go through 2024. Thanks, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Cheers.